Monster. That's what he likes about Ken Shears.
Okay. All right. I hired Trey Parker to come in and do the vocals on that. I love it. I love it. Okay, so, yes, as part of this Tuesday spin the wheel almost thing, we got dad life. We got a couple things in research and development at the moment. But I wanted to do like a monthly look at Texas because I am not from here.
Come on.
I moved here. I don't know if you guys heard that, but I'm from somewhere else. Which is not that unique in this metroplex, this transplant, transient area. I mean, I guess Houston's very similar, Austin very similar. The big cities have lots of people from over there, and it sure be nice if they'd leave and go back from where they came.
Totally agree.
But I'm obsessed with Texas. I've now lived here since 1998. I've lived here longer than I ever lived in Wisconsin, for sure. And it's pretty wild if you live more than half of your life, or I guess more than anywhere else, it starts to seep in and you start to get really interested in things and the differences and everything. And so periodically I want to talk about some of these things, and I just want to start at the start. What kind of got me thinking about this is, of course, over the course of time, my wife is great at making friends.
Well, you're going to say food.
Well, she's great at making food, too.
Okay.
She's excellent at making
snacks.
Food. But she is a very social person. Everybody loves my wife, who knows her and kind of wonders how I ended up with her. And I won a contest. It was really cool. But anyway, then her friends have husbands, and they become our friends because I don't make friends very, very well in the wild.
She drags you into those circles.
Yeah, and some of them, you know, get through and not rejected. Some of them don't make it a talk show opportunity at all times. And we just become family friends. And then we all have kids of the same age. Anyway, what I found out was it's really weird down here what everyone calls their grandparents. Because, and this may just be my specific family, but I'm going to say where I'm from, even though I didn't really take much of a poll up there, it was grandma and grandpa.
Everyone.
And then what was the other set of grandparents? Well, they were grandma and grandpa. Well, didn't they get mixed up? Not really, because you would put the last name on there if you needed to. It's Grandpa Sturm or Grandma Powell, something like that. You know,
if they were together, like Christmas time and the in-laws and everybody were together.
I'm not sure they were ever together, to be honest.
Really?
I don't remember the two sets of grandparents ever in the same place at the same time.
Really?
I mean, I don't have a great reason for that, but
they hated each other.
I think they might have. Not sure.
That happens a lot.
But anyway, then I get down here.
I can't believe Bill married that woman. Or Bob. And, what's his name?
His name's
he's
Bob.
Bill. I'm Bob. Yes, oh, yes. No. Okay. Pleased to meet you, Corby.
Good to meet you.
Then I get down here and I start meeting families and their grandparents. And they start, they just reference them. And I'm like,
who are you talking about, right?
Did you just say Meemaw?
Yeah.
Oh, there's
and Peepaw. Many.
Before you do this,
okay,
we have four people right here that are basically
yes,
Texas-y.
Right.
I bet you, outside of Grandma and Grandpa, which that still is at the very top of percentage-wise.
I think pound for pound, that has to be winning.
We will all have different names that we called our grandparents,
and that's,
all right?
That's what I wanted to find out. So what do you got?
Ty?
On my dad's side, it was Mama and Paw. On the mom's side, it was my grandfather. We called him Bop.
Bop.
And
B-O-P?
B-O-P. Yeah. Okay. And I called my grandmother Mom. Don't ask me why. It was because I think we heard my mom calling her Mom, so I called her Mom, and then I changed that into just calling her name, Alan.
It's like an Oedipus thing. You were into it.
No, not really.
Weird.
No. Dude. Weird.
Jeez.
Rest in peace, Mom.
Okay, yes. We can walk that back a little bit. Danny, what do you remember?
Dad's side was Nana and Pawpaw.
Nana and Pawpaw.
Now, was it Pawpaw, P-A-W? Like, if you had to spell it out for a class project, P-A-W, P-A-W, or P-A-P-A?
It wasn't Papa. It was Pawpaw.
So, P-A-W, P-A-W.
Yeah, Nana and Pawpaw.
Yes.
And I guess mom's side, gosh, I think they were grandmother and granddaddy, but they called each other Mammy and Pappy.
Oh,
that's,
yeah.
That's a big one, I've noticed. Pappy is huge.
These are the ones that Danny busted.
Well, there was some busting going on.
What do you got, Mino?
My dad's family is from Viking country up in Minnesota, so they were just grandpa and grandma.
Okay.
And my mom's side is from Mississippi, and I think I just called her grandma. I didn't have any special names for them.
What about the dad? Was he not in the picture?
He died a long time ago, like in the 70s or something.
Let's send the widow a ham.
Well, she's probably
had time to get over it.
He's with Jesus
now.
He's with the Jesus.
All right, so my Oklahoma grandparents were grandma and grandpa.
Okay.
All right. And then my McKinney grandparents were Mamo.
Mamo.
M-O-M-O. Mamo.
That isn't Momo?
No.
Okay.
It was Mamo.
Okay.
And it really threw everybody off, all my friends, when Mamo would come over, like, what do you call her? I'm like, I don't know, man, Mamo. And I guess, and my grandpa was Pawpaw.
Okay.
So, I think that basically in these parts, what I've come to learn, and it happened with my parents as soon as my sister had kids, it's whatever the first grandkid calls them.
In their baby talk?
In whatever. And I don't know how they come up with a name.
You just let them name their grandparents?
I'm telling you, man, that seems to be it. What did your daughter do?
My mom wanted...
She named her own...
Well, she had... Her grandmother, she called Big Mama. So she wanted to be Big Mama. Well, my daughter
Big
heard that.
Big Mama.
That's what she called
her. She liked Martin Lawrence.
Yes.
Who doesn't?
So it was going to be Big Mama and Big Daddy. Well, my daughter heard that, and she calls them Boo Mama and Boo Daddy. That's what Big Mama turned into. So
Boo Mama.
Boy, how Cajun is that?
Yes.
Boo Mama.
So, as
I heard Granny.
Yes.
I've heard Peepaw, Meemaw.
Yeah, what were my friends?
My grandma told me that she, I think, had a conversation with my mother or Whitney when she was a kid, and she said specifically, you can call me anything you want except Granny.
Well, yes.
Because the Beverly Hillbillies,
yeah.
Granny was such a granny.
And she was 38 at the time.
Well, that's actually a big part of this, as I understand it. So you got Mama, Papa, Oma, Opa.
That's German.
Abuelo and Abuela, of course, the Spanish version. But my friends were Meemaw, Peepaw, Papu, Papu.
Papu.
And the Eskimos?
And Granny. Let's see. We're getting some feedback here from Emily Jones. Has Poppy and Dee Dee, Nana and Granddad. Okay. Let's see. Lots of nannies in here. Nana and Papa, Mimi and Pappy. So as I understand it, the first thing to get through here as to why Grandpa and Grandma is not acceptable, and I don't know that it's necessarily a Texas thing, it might just be a generational thing, is that nobody wants to be called Grandma and Grandpa because they still feel like they're young and that makes them feel old.
It's not as cool.
Yes. They don't want to be reminded that they're old.
Yeah.
When kids start showing up on the scene and they're still in their mid-40s.
Right.
Yeah.
They don't
Grandpa.
Want to, yeah.
Ugh.
Nobody wants to hear that. It sounds like something you should hear when you're in your 60s, not your mid-40s. But if you're having kids at 20, and then they're having kids at 20, you got 42-year-old grandma.
That's not right. It just doesn't seem right.
That's the old way, Corby.
Yeah, I know.
And then the other thing, so there's a story in Texas Monthly about this that just kind of, and again, it doesn't really feel regional, but I swear to you, up north, it's grandma, last name, grandpa, last name, almost completely. So I guess I don't have a great theory on that, but Texas is just ripe with, man, we can't, like, what if we're in a whole gathering of grandparents? You can't say grandma. They have to have their own unique, perfect name. But it does go back to the linguistics of babies, I guess. And the thought was that kids or babies can see you open and close your mouth, but they have no idea what you're doing with your tongue back there, you know, in the back of your mouth forming sounds. Yeah. And so all it is mom, you know, just open and close your mouth. And
look at that.
Yeah. Hey, okay, well, I guess that's my name now, or D-D-D, or just whatever, repeating syllables. And honestly, I didn't really find a meaningful answer other than you wouldn't believe what we call our grandparents, and then they go off in their own GG. And
so what if did your kids automatically call your parents grandma and grandpa?
Yeah.
Yeah, Gigi's
one. And then Sally's?
Although Gigi is great-grandmother, and it literally stood for great-grandmother, so they called her Gigi. But that's the only one that went off the grandma and grandpa path.
Like, my parents to my kids were Mimi and Papa.
Mimi.
Yeah. Mimi's big.
Yeah.
Mimi is
huge. Mimi's a very, very popular one.
But the Pappy, Papa... Peepaw's
huge.
I don't fully understand it.
The significant other's nephews call her mother ma'am. I've never heard that one before. Just ma'am.
Ma'am.
As grandmother?
That's their grandmother's name.
Ma'am?
That's what they call her, is ma'am.
I think I've heard so many of these that it doesn't faze me anymore.
Right.
Because it's all different. It's all different, and I think that it's progressed in that weird direction since the 70s, where, let's say, 80% of kids across America called their parents or their grandparents grandma and grandpa, and there was some big splinter, and it may have just been that what you were saying, where, you know, everybody looked old in the 40s, 50s, 60s, or whatever,
yeah,
and then when you, in the 70s and 80s, these moms who were 45 were like,
oh, don't you call me that, call me... Bop, bop.
I like to party.
Yeah, they're drinking margaritas. Right. Still going down to Cabo.
Smoking
and stuff.
Some
like,
cigs.
Yeah, like, I don't want to be called grandma.
Got the bedazzled footwear on. You don't want to be called granny.
No.
Nobody wants to be called granny.
One of my mom's aunts, she didn't want to be called grandmother or whatever. Her grandkids called her G-mommy. How rap is that?
G-mommy?
We just got a tweet rap from this guy that says that his grandpa's G-daddy.
Yeah.
In fact,
he says we keep threatening to get him a necklace like La Fonda got for Kip.
With a giant G.
Right.
Well, anyway, the other thing I did want to bring up, though, is it a Southern thing, and then is it a Southern white thing? Like, does this cross racial lines? Like, what does the community do on these grandparent issues? I'm curious about that, but
let's find out.
Because we need to talk to Moose. And talk to more traditionally named people like Moose. We will continue to follow this story on our next edition of That's What I Like About Texas.
Monster, that's what he likes about Texas.
Moose, next.